This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, May 12, 2008, Paul McCartney is granted a divorce from his second wife, Heather Mills. The settlement gave her a lump sum of £16.5 million, together with assets of £7.8 million, which included the properties she owned at the time. Paul was later quoted as saying, "There'll be no more nagging, no more chaos, no more Heather. Ah, bliss, I have peace at last." On this day in 2002, Dionne Warwick is arrested at Miami International Airport for possession of marijuana after authorities find 11 joints in a lipstick case in her carry-on bag. The charges were dropped after she completed a drug program and made a contribution to charity. On this day in 2001, Perry Como, who placed 31 songs on the Billboard Top 40 between 1954 and 1973, including Hot Diggity, Round and Round, and Catch a Falling Star, passes away a week shy of his 89th birthday. Over the course of his career, he hosted a weekly TV show continuously from 1949 to 1967. His final chart entry came in 1973 with Don McLean's And I Love You So, which went to number 29. On this day in 1987, all 40,000 tickets from three Pink Floyd concerts in Montreal sell out in 4.5 hours. Residents around the Montreal Forum complained that police failed to protect their property from rowdy fans. On this day in 1984, Lionel Richie reaches the top of the Billboard Hot 100 for the fourth time with Hello, a song that was left off his first solo album and was nearly cut from his second LP. On this day in 1983, Meatloaf filed for bankruptcy, even though his Bat Out of Hell album sold millions of copies in the late 1970s. Later, Back Into Hell would bring him back to the charts with the hit single, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. On this day in 1979, the new Jefferson Starship with Mickey Thomas, replacing Grace Slick as lead vocalist, debuts at a free concert in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. Thomas had been the lead singer on Elvin Bishop's 1976 hit, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And on this day, May 12, 1962, Billboard magazine reports the two most played jukebox records of 1961. Second most played was Chubby Checker's The Twist. But what was the most played jukebox song of 1961? And who was the recording star? You may see his name more in the grocery aisle than in a record store. The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, May 12, 1962, Billboard magazine announces the two most played jukebox songs of 1961. Second most played was The Twist by Chubby Checker. The most played song was by the Sausage King, Jimmy Dean. Here he is with Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
Yeah.